We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Here's a song about the beginning, the book of Genesis, the wonder of God's work.
God created the heavens and earth, and all was dark as the night. And the Spirit of God came over the earth as he said, let there be light. And the plants and the trees bearing fruits and seeds were made by his mighty hand.
Today we're going to talk about a war, but not the kind of war that you think with armies fighting. We're going to be talking about a war between God and the devil. And it all starts with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do people do bad things?
Because when Adam and Eve sinned, bad things were brought into the world.
When they took a bite of the fruit, they disobeyed God. God intended for man to live in a perfect world without evil or pain. But sin changed that.
But God didn't leave us alone there in that garden, did he?
Nope.
What did he do?
He sent Jesus, and he gave us the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right. He sent Jesus and the Holy Spirit to help us. And let's start with Jesus. How does Jesus help us? Jess?
He died so that we wouldn't have to.
And he took all the sin onto him.
Because that was what the consequence was when Adam and Eve ate that fruit. They were going to die. They disobeyed God, and they were going to die because of that sin. And we all have that same consequence because of our sin, don't we?
Yeah.
And how does the Holy Spirit help us? Becca?
Let's go in the right direction.
He's our guide, yeah.
It helps you know right from wrong.
Helps you know right from wrong.
Protection.
Right. And we're going to be talking about protection against the evil that comes our way. And God's protection, we can read all about it in the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground.
And after you have done everything, to stand.
So God wants us to put on his armor so that we can fight for him. Let's read more about the armor of God.
Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place,
and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Be strong.
Be strong.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
In His mighty.
In His mighty.
His mighty power.
His mighty power.
Put on.
Put on.
The full armor of God.
The full armor of God.
Take your stand.
We can read in Scripture, in God's Word, about the battles people fought with God's help. God could defeat anything, even the biggest, strongest army. Can you give me some examples from the Bible about people who were strengthened by God? Emily.
Well, David and Goliath. When David was a small boy, he defeated the giant with God's help.
Good. And Becca?
Samson was a mighty warrior with God's strength.
Right. That's another good one. He had strength as long as he had his what?
Hair.
That's
his
right.
Long hair.
And Jess?
God helped Joshua and his men defeat really big armies.
Sure did. And that protection is there for us, too. Our protection comes from Jesus. God didn't leave us in that garden. He sent Jesus to teach us and to save us from our sin, to protect us from the evil that's all around us, from the garden to the cross. God is always there for His children.
Your mind is not on earthly things. Your prize is found in heaven. You know His power. You know His love. Your sins have been forgiven. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Well, there's a joy. Can hear him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
You wanna seek him, you wanna find him, you wanna know him, you wanna love him more and more. You wanna thank him, you wanna praise him, you wanna serve him, you wanna give him more.
Consider it lost for the gift that Jesus gave me when He took the cross.
Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
Let's read some verses from Psalm 91, a psalm all about God's love and protection in times of trouble.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
If you make the Most High your dwelling place, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent.
Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name.
He will call upon me, and I will answer him.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
That is protection that only God can give us. Will you pray for us, Alexa?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the armor to stand against the devil. You protect us and guide us. We thank you for your love and mercy. Please help us remember we can do anything if it is your plan. We are never alone. Jesus will show us the way. In His name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Do you have a story to tell about God's armor?
A time when God protected you?
Write to us and share it so we can share it with others.
Here are the ways you can contact us.
You can reach us by phone, 1-800-527-5522.
You can send us things by mail to Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or write to us on your computer at karen@karenandkids.com.
If we use the story that you send us on our show, then we'll send you a Karen and Kids surprise.
Don't forget, all of our music is recorded and you can order it online at www.karenandkids.com. So you can listen to it whenever you want.
And remember,
put on the full armor of God so you may be able to stand your ground.
See you next time!
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.